One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You have the Peter D. DeMar. You have Mikey V. here as well. Before anything, do want to take the time out to get Mikey that plaque. It's not about me. It's not about Joe. It's about getting Mikey that plaque. So if you could take the time, smash that subscribe button on the journey to 100,000 subscribers there for the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Really catching a bit of a groove. A lot to hype, a lot coming into next week as well. But without further ado, fellas, how are you? Happy Monday morning to the boys out there.
Monday morning and another heater in Jersey, Bob. I don't know if it's as hot as it was at the Breezy, because the Breezy was probably one of the hottest days I've ever experienced, but it is another scorcher. It was like real feel 106 on Friday. Now, it got up to like 96, but they said real feel was like 106.
So it was. Everybody talks about how hot Florida is, but I feel like the Northeast gets as hot in the summer. It's like crazy.
We get in July and in the dog days. I mean, we'll get pounded with heat. Like
and then you guys get the cold too in the winter. Like you get blasted on both ends.
Yeah. I will say with the.
Take it easy, Joe. Take it easy. Kids program.
I had so many high school friends, family, and high school friends coming to the Breezy. And Breezy in New Jersey, so many people. It's like a high school reunion, so I wanted it to be so great. And when I saw that weather, it doesn't matter who you have there, what you're doing. That type of heat affects things. With that being said, I still think it was a blast. It was very weird having it without Joe. But I do think it was a lot of fun. But it was hard to have a good time with how hot it was. I mean, I was drinking. I couldn't get drunk.
It was just staggering. It was staggering. I was drinking. So for every cocktail I would have, for every two cocktails, I would drink an entire Gatorade. Just an entire Gatorade. That would be the rotation I was on. And like Bob said, you're sweating it. Like it's just going in. It's coming right out. So it was like, you're just trying to survive out there, man. It was hot.
It was hot, Pete. Don't get me wrong. It was a blast. It was awesome having him. My parents were there, our whole family, everything. It was great. But you missed the burner, D. So you didn't. It's not like, you know, you missed anything crazy. But
I saw that your Uncle Kenny was there too. He looks a lot like your dad, man.
Scary, dude.
He looks a lot like your dad.
Did you get to talk to him at all, Mikey?
I didn't get to talk to him, but I saw him and I was like, wow, that's got to be Mike's brother. And then Holly's playing the post that you threw up yesterday on the story. I hope Bone's able to pipe that in here.
How are you guys enjoying the Breezy so far?
I love these tournaments. I love to meet Robbie's fans, and I love to just stand here and be noticed. No, I'm just kidding about that. I just like going around and talking to people. What do you think?
It's, in all fairness, it's the first time I've ever been invited. He's done three or four of these. I finally got an invite. It's terrific. It has met my expectations. The only thing the Breezy doesn't have is a breeze.
Do you know why you never get an invite?
That's why.
You know why? Because he hasn't done three or four of these. He's done about 12 or
14. Okay, there you go. All right.
That may be why you don't get an invite.
I'm honored to be here, nephew.
And all I hear is him talking, and I knew it wasn't your dad, but I knew it was him because it was the same cadence, the same tone, like almost identical. It is actually, it's disturbing. Then he tells that joke about it's the Breezy, but there's no breeze.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, they're the same build, too. Like, they look.
It's the same guy.
And that's Bob.
Alternate
in like
universe,
the
Mike Berger.
Come on, dog.
Yeah. It's the same build, Bob. You have the same mannerisms as your dad. I see it more and more now as you get older. Like, I see it like, Mikey, am I wrong? It's not a bad thing. It's like
I said, he had the same mannerisms 5 years ago when I first met him.
Yeah, yeah, when Mikey,
it's only going to get more, you know,
when accentuated.
Mikey, the most like wow moment was when Mikey did what he called the sachet that I did after going to
sachet, the yes, the Bobby yeah, sachet. Yeah,
that was like, oh my God, because I knew he nailed it. I knew he got it.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
It was Mike's it was his dad's birthday yesterday.
Yeah. So we
went got to, a cake.
We went to dinner and we were coming home, so they brought out a cake and
Does he like that? Like the public display of like, or yeah, I would think he's not really into that.
I don't think he minds it, but we were on the way back and my mom asked him, she was like, thought like it was gonna be like a heartfelt thing, and she's like, Mike, you know, I never asked you. We were all having a good talk. She's like, what did you wish for your birthday? And he just looks up and he goes, UFC 319. He goes, Hamzat Chimaev facing off against Duplessis.
He loves him from UFC, bro.
He's going. I think he's going. He's got his friend Stevie. Joe is going to be going with him.
Boy, what a fight.
Yeah, he's got Stevie. And then coming off the reserves, he's already been confirmed coming off the bench. If Stevie can't make it, he's 50-50, is the Don. So it would be Jerry Don and my dad going.
Oh, my God. That would be unbelievable. That's really – I mean, listen, I don't want to say anything bad about Stevie. Like, I don't know.
Oh, Stevie. Stevie's electric.
I hope Stevie makes it. But I got to say that Mike Berger and Jerry Don one-on-one at a UFC could do – some serious damage, Bob.
So I think if Steve can't go and he asked Jerry, I think I'm going to ask Lambers. I think I'm going to ask Bone to produce the Brilliant Dumb Show. I think I'm going to ask him to go to UFC just to go with the camera to get stuff of them. Now, he has made the reservations. He has made the reservations for Gibson's Steakhouse. He has made a breakfast reservation Saturday morning, and he has the hotel rooms. I don't have the tickets. I haven't texted Dana for the tickets yet. So I don't even have the tickets.
And today is Dana's birthday.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's
right. So it'd be a good time to send a message wishing him a happy birthday and on the back end saying my dad's ready for some tickets.
By the way, for your birthday, could you send me some tickets to UFC?
Yeah.
What better way to celebrate than with my dad who's made his life?
I love how Mike has everything like mapped out already. The dinner reservation, the breakfast. Like that's my kind of guy, man. Like, you know what kind of stress that takes off? Like if you're going with a guy like that and he does that kind of legwork for you, how nice it is to have everything laid out in front of you. It's just the only thing
with that is I agree. It's nice. Like when we do the golf trips, like, you know, you have somebody booking, but then sometimes you get there and like, you don't feel like going out for dinner one night or you don't feel so like, as I get older, I kind of like to play it by ear,
but it's there for you though. Like if you don't want to go to the dinner, you just say, fuck it. Call.
The only thing you got to check is some of these nice restaurants. Yes, they'll take a reservation cancellation fee off the fucking books.
Right. But you know what though? It's a work related struggle. You know, that's a write off. So, you know, I think it's better to have it and not use it and have the luxury of it there than, you know what I mean? Like, I love having it laid out, man.
I recently, that's where I'm bad at, is the organization side of things for sure. Very, very bad. And what you talking about, D? I recently had a reservation for a place that I didn't know was omakase, a really nice sushi spot. I didn't know it's omakase only and wasn't feeling well prior to us going. So we decided to cancel it and they banged you because it's a 12-seater. It's that sushi by Bao place, which is really good. But they hit me hard because when it's
would
omakase,
they watch 50 ahead?
50 a person?
I think it was 100.
Oh my God,
I think so.
Bro, well, come
but,
on.
But to be honest though, then when I went in there like the next week and you see that it's only 12 seats omakase, then I did kind of realize that does make sense in the sense they have a little restaurant, it's 12 seats, they could have been getting that. It made more sense, to be honest.
You know, when you're eating at these types of, you know, these types of exclusive establishments, Bob, these are the pitfalls of, you know, you gotta either these are the dangers that you may encounter.
What about did you guys
12
do
guys in the whole restaurant is pretty
it's a
crazy.
Nice space, it's a nice place,
nice piece, real nice,
really
piece.
Nice.
You do a birthday, you gotta try the Toro there, it's very good.
This guy with the Toro.
See,
loves a good Toro, man.
This guy was acting like he's never been to this spot.
This guy has dined.
I've been there once.
This guy's dined in like overwater fucking caves, like in these countries that some people have never even heard of at private tables where there's like three tables underneath a waterfall with like foliage growing inside the caves.
I just followed a guy on Instagram who all he does is he goes to like the most exclusive high-end Michelin three-star restaurants in the world and he rates them. It's a great follow.
If you don't think there's going to be a DM exchange with that guy in the next couple months,
It's just a guy who goes to restaurants. What am I going to DM
fired
about?
Off yet, Joseph?
No. What am I going to DM him about?
I saw this one spot you went to. That looks spectacular. I'd love to get me some of that.
I do love the culinary scene. I think it's unmatched in terms of like entertainment. Right. Like I would pick going to a high end or like any like nice restaurant with a good crew over probably 90% of other things, over concerts, probably over most sporting events, depending on the actual event.
Yeah.
Over like bowling or movies or like I honestly
clear.
But I'm
bowling,
just saying, I don't think there's many things that I would pick to do. Or maybe go play a round of golf would be the one thing that I would take over a good dinner. But then if you do the round of golf with the post game dinner,
That's why I kind of felt like when we did Vegas last October, we had the best of both worlds because we were able to do the concert after an incredible little dinner where we were watching playoff baseball and then rolled into that next dinner the next night. Felt like the layout for Vegas was good.
You know what made that place even better? We were having this great dinner.
That booth.
And then,
he's definitely going to say the Yankees clinching the ALCS.
How about Mark Stone sending us that nice wine?
That was nice.
Stoner is a beauty, man.
Is he still listening to the show?
Of course. I actually messaged him because we're going to be in Vegas early October and they have a game. I think one of the first nights we're there.
Oh,
so I think we got to go.
Joey Pirates.
Mikey's going to be in Vegas the week before us, Bob. We're just going to miss him.
For what, Mikey?
I'm going. It is Mike Coogs. You know Mike Coogs, my dearest friend from home. It's his 40th birthday, and his favorite band just so happens to be the Eagles.
We're making another
trip back to the Sphere for the Eagles.
May have to get that Joey Coldcuts goalie Knights jersey back on. See him.
By the way, I've been starting to talk to the boys now, and I've started to infiltrate the Canucks organization, and I'm really excited about it. And Thatcher Demko, the goalie for the Canucks, he suggested that we need to get out on the ice and get me in pads and have them fire like
this
shots
had been off. Mentioned. This had been mentioned prior.
It would be a great episode for Bob to Sports.
I think it's great behind the scenes too. We had talked about doing with Eichel for 5 years and we've never done it.
And Stoner,
but we mentioned it all the time and we've never got done. It's like
I'd also probably pull a groin or something. I would hurt myself.
Do you know our biggest?
No questions asked.
Not our biggest Achilles heel, but like people will torment us till we do it. And me and Joe were talking about the other day. It's like we have to do it. We did a series where we played FP and the loser had to do his 5-minute stand-up special. And we haven't made up on that. And we have to. Like we said we were gonna do it. We have to just take the time out.
How about we get the FP waffle challenge first and then we'll do the stand-up?
No, but FP told me the other day he's ready
for it. Good for him.
I asked him. I said, he mentioned it. I was like, you're going to do it. He's like, yeah. He's like, I got to pay up.
As long as they build a Waffle House in Montauk, I think you could definitely not.
This guy is going to be like an extra in the next Jaws movie. They're going to just be on the beach. MCFP just walking down the island shore.
Oh, my God. Mary Lou's now featuring the Waffle Bar. All you can eat waffles at Mary Lou's.
That's
Montauk. Dude, so the craziest thing, Bob, I hope we could tell this story, but The Breezy Friday, Breezy opened New Jersey, and like Bob said, incredible time, incredible turnout. Some of Bob's friends from high school, let me tell you something, man. This guy calls me a hardo, bro. I met this one guy, Huggy in particular.
Oh my
This guy is the king, bro. This guy is the king.
No, but there's another guy who who's the guy Rampone.
Rampone.
He's a hardo.
Even,
I think
he couldn't even see. No, he he's not.
Dude,
he's
not.
He goes hard.
I know hardo when I see a hardo. Huggy, Huggy's a king hardo, brother. Huggy, I like the guy a lot. Really nice guy.
By the way, Mikey, I love him to death, but I totally agree. He does the thing where he's a corrections officer. Okay, which by the way,
shout out.
The perfect job for him. Like perfect
controlling jail yards is definitely what this guy was built for. I'll tell you that.
He's
like the big boss man, only he's shredded. He's in great shape.
Is he really?
Yeah, great shape. Oh. Big old fella. Here's the thing, Joe. I'm running the Happy Gilmore challenge, and he goes up to do the Happy Gilmore challenge. Okay. And he followed one of Bob's other friends who actually won the Happy Gilmore. Guy crushed it.
Heavy cream.
He was another nice guy.
Heavy
really
cream.
Nice. Okay. Heavy cream. Real great guy.
He was a boxer. We called him either the Jabbing Jew or Heavy Cream.
He's a big old fella too. Huggy comes up, he takes a swing and he like worm burns it, and he's like, fuck. Like he got legit mad. And I was like, Huggy, I just met the guy. I was like, Huggy, let's relax. Let's make it up on the course. Like he was so mad. And I could appreciate that. Very competitive fella. Very competitive. I got
Hardo recognizes Hardo.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. Game recognized game, dog. This whole day now, mind you, it's 110 real feel outside, 106. People are, you're dripping. You're looking for any piece of shade on the course. Everybody's asking for waters, Gatorades, just anything, ice. Night comes to a close. Now, we'd been there. I mean, Perez, me, Bob, we were there. We had to get there at 8. We're there from 8 o'clock. Now it's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So whatever session that is, you know, close to 12 hours. And Perez goes, yeah, I got to head on up to Montauk. And I'm like, dude, now, mind you, it starts monsoon raining. It was a monsoon after the course cleared off.
Oh.
Rain, sheets of rain. Fred's like, yeah, I'm going to take off to Montauk, dog. And I'm like,
how long of a drive is that?
Holly hits the map, the GPS. She's like, it's 4.5 hours, 5 hours. That's with no traffic and without this rain. And I was like, yeah, let him go. I was like, and then he flew to Scotland like yesterday.
He went to Scotland yesterday.
Just one of
this
the
guy's body is
going to
be
wild.
He travels more than Mick Jagger, this guy. It's it's unbelievable, bro. I don't know the mileage this guy has put on. He is every premium for Hilton, or no, is it Marriott? For American Airlines, Delta. I mean, every airline he's got.
We stayed at like a Courtyard Marriott, and he's got all these. We went in his room to do the podcast.
He had a suite.
It was like this. Let's just call him.
It's got to be. What time is it in Scotland? It's got to be like 7 o'clock.
Oh yeah, so it's got to be later, right?
He's probably on the course.
6 o'clock.
He's probably on the course.
He's probably in the bar.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Last time, Mikey, we went to Scotland. He had such bad jet lag. He slept for 18 hours straight without getting up. It was closer to 20 hours.
I mean, listen,
you would walk through and you
that doesn't surprise me. Like, I mean, I seen Perez get jet lagged to go to Arizona. So I mean, that don't really surprise
by the time
me. He slept almost a full day, 20 hours, I think it was. Remember that, Bob?
He slept so much that he was still jet lagged by the time he woke up. Because he was still on the...
He slept through the time zone.
By the way, he looks great. He looks great. He trimmed up nice. He looks much better, man. He really
does.
Funniest I'm proud of him.
Part is good. Though, Joe, I don't think you know this is. So he's going back to Montauk 5 hours, and I see the Gemini guy, and Gemini's a proud sponsor of the show.
The crypto card.
Yeah.
With them. He goes, yeah, I'm going to take them. We're going to Montauk. I said, is that the Gemini guy? Like, what do you think? He goes, yeah, he's going back to Montauk too. So I was like, I figured him out.
When did Montauk become like the most common destination for man to travel to?
A lot of Bitcoin talk in that car, Joe, on that ride. 5 hours of Bitcoin talk.
5.5 hours with
Bitcoin,
bro.
He said to me, he's like, I'm going to have so much Bitcoin by the time.
Guys,
such an idiot.
By the way, I wanted to ask you, did you guys take Jed out for dinner for his birthday? And how did that whole sequence turn out? Because I saw something about a dessert coming up. He did not look happy.
So yeah, the night before, and then we sent out the cake. He was so fucking pissed the night before the breezy. he was really pissed. But what was really interesting was talking to Ticket about doing the 100 Nugget Challenge. Here's Perez. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Fat Perez on the horn. Stubby. FB?
Can you hear me, Bob?
Yeah, we got a question.
There he is.
Can you tell us after, so you went Montauk to New Jersey. Can you just tell us about the travels after that? You're live on the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Good. Thanks for having me, Bob. So we wrapped up a very wonderful award ceremony in your home state of New Jersey. I milled for just a little bit. I gave lovely sponsors the Bitcoin credit card by Gemini. One of their individuals arrived to Montauk. Bob has about 5-6 hour drive. arrived at 10:30 p.m. on Friday. Montauk until 10 a.m. on Sunday. Drove 6 hours back to Philly. I'm currently on the 14th tee.
I knew it. I knew he was on the course.
Oh my God.
What a wonderful hole, Bob.
It's a beautiful hole.
I should be on the top. But yeah, no, I'm in Scotland. I'm here until Thursday, Bob, and likely going back to Montauk.
Okay. Real quick. How are you playing?
I'm 1 under, Bob.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. Good for you.
All right, thanks, Sue. Enjoy.
Dude, he said he's there till Thursday?
Till Thursday.
Fucking insane.
And then he's going back to Montauk.
Yeah. Mary Lou's big event this weekend at Mary Lou's Montauk.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God, bro. And then that's the thing. Coming back Thursday, I mean, Joe, you remember when we went, it takes some time to get accustomed. He gets there Monday and leaves Thursday. He's got no time to recover.
Oh, I said to him, I'm like, well, hopefully you don't sleep. Like, you don't have the jet lag. He's like, I don't have the time this time. But, Joe, I'm just going to have to get acclimated. I'm like, well, good luck, dog.
He's operating in a new efficiency with this new body he's got, man.
It's and then, you know, he sent to us. Yesterday, Bob, I don't know if you saw the text. He said to us, Stream Song is opening up like a new course, like one of their new courses. We are going to be on the back end of an almost 2 full week trip where we're going through Utah and Vegas. We're in Vegas for like four or five nights, Mike.
That's dangerous.
On the back end of that, he is going to go to Stream Song after a 2 week trip. And so he sent this out. He's like, not sure if you guys are interested, but he's like, you guys got invited. And I was like, yeah, no chance.
He sent that to me too.
Yeah, I'll read you the text. It's hilarious. You got to read it.
Dude, his wife is going to kill him. His wife is going to kill him.
I don't know how she hasn't already.
Did you hear him? He's like, I'm on the 14th hole of King's Bar, Baba. Great hole, Bob.
Yeah.
Look at this. This is hysterical. Hold on. I got to read you this text because I was like, are you kidding me? So he goes, where is this text here? Okay, here we go. He goes, says the thing right on the heels of our big golf breaks trip. But guy asked me to extend to you, invite to you as well. I said, he goes, don't think it's something we'd be able to do, but just wanted to throw it your way. I said, are you going? He goes, no doubt. It's just like, yo, I was like, anywhere but home, the Nikolai Stubby.
Dude, I'm gonna write that book. I'm gonna put a fucking great image on the front of that book. I'm gonna write that fucking book. Anywhere but home, the Nicholas Leland Stubby story. But I did want to talk about the pop thing. It was really wild here because I was talking to his girlfriend, and she said, you know, when I got home from him doing that 100 Nugget Challenge, I was really worried. He started coughing up blood.
Oh, and my God.
I said to her, I said, I want you to know, I did not tell him to do that. She's like, oh, I know. He was excited to do it. And apparently, I was going in and out of the stream, but he was, like, dipping the sauces for, like, the first 20, 30 nuggets. And then he stopped that. Bro, that is 100 nuggets in the span of a game. Like, that is a lot, bro.
Yeah, it stinks.
With that being said, what inning are you done with those 100, Mikey?
In a baseball game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I did 50 probably in under half an inning, depending on how long the inning took. I did it in 50 6 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it was.
Remember?
Yeah.
I did 50 in 5 minutes and 30 seconds, whatever it was. How do you not remember that?
Bob, how do you forget that?
He did this, I know.
He saucy nuts in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That was 50 nugs.
Yeah, remember they had the bucket of nugs? That was like the big thing.
He was shoveling them.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Come to think of it, thinking that that was 50 nuggets.
Now, the only thing I will say is the McDonald's nuggets are bigger, but still, like, that's still 50 nuggets.
You know what? The McDonald's nuggets, to me, I think the Wendy's ones have a little more bread. I think the McDonald's ones are like, I feel like they're smoother. They're not as like dry breaded. You know what I mean? They're a little greasier, I feel like.
They are bigger. Still, I would horrible. Say, but still, I mean, still
a horrible, horrible thing to do to your body. Just terrible.
5.5 minutes, terrible. Mike. 5 minutes and 50 seconds.
I rarely go into those streams. And I went in to give them like a little rah-rah, you know, like, let's go, Tick. Like, you got it. Like, just bear down and fucking eat. Just don't even think about it.
You know
just
who did a challenge the other day was J.J. Watt threw the first pitch.
I saw
Brewers
that.
Game,
he did it in 5.5 minutes.
And
he did
9-9.
Yeah, 5.5 minutes.
I would love to see him and Mikey go head-to-head. Because, Mikey, that you might have met your match there. Like, he's a fucking
he's a machine. He's a big
boy. And then he showed after the game. He crushed the dog challenge. And then he went to Culver's after. He got a Culver's.
Yeah, that was wild.
Burger.
Yeah, that was a flex. That was a flex.
Could you imagine, like, a food challenge? You got T.J. Watt, J.J. Watt, and Mikey V just going head to head.
Mikey would be all in on that. Oh, yeah.
That would be electric.
At the end of the day, fellas, it's all about performance. And let me tell you, somebody else is all about performance. It's our friends over at Poncho. Look, these new shirts that Poncho have, man, the performance fabric, amazing fit. It's the ultimate outdoor performance shirts for men. If you're a dad, if you're somebody who spends a lot of time outside working in the yard, or you're a fisherman, you go out on the boat, you do this, you do that outside, you need an everyday, all-day shirt. This is exactly what you're looking for in Poncho, okay? Imagine a shirt. It feels like your favorite t-shirt, but it's built for the outdoors and you could wear it literally all day long. All day comfort. It handles the heat. I don't know what kind of fabric Poncho uses, but it feels good. It just feels good. The shirts are seriously comfortable. It looks good anywhere. So it's one of those shirts. I love something you could put it on in the beginning of the day. You go out in the afternoon and then you could rock it right into the dinner. You don't need to go home. You don't need to change. Again, anything and everything you need and nothing you don't. UFP 50 plus sun protection built into the fabric. So we're talking about, again, you could go outside, not worry about getting burnt up, and you could wear it, again, like I said, all day indoors or outdoors. And it's backed by the Poncho Promise, free shipping, free returns, free exchanges to make sure you get the right fit. It comes in a regular or a slim, which I like too, because sometimes those baggy shirts, I really don't like those, a little more of a tailored fit. So listen up. Poncho's got a bunch of great styles. They got the original, the Western, the denim, and the ultralight. You can get them in short or long sleeve. You don't have to commit to one or the other, regular or slim fit, like I said, and in a ton of colors and patterns. If you've been looking for the perfect shirt, something breathable that fits great, feels even better, and stands out in a good way, give Poncho a try. Go to ponchooutdoors.com/dumb for $10 off your first order. That's ponchooutdoors.com/dumb for $10 off and free shipping. Go try one out today.
Very nice. I need one of those denim shirts, like a nice denim shirt.
My shirt, man.
If you have a build like Mikey, if you have like a good build, a denim shirt looks awesome. Like one of those button down ones.
Joe, that
looks great.
The Poncho Promise. Poncho Promise. Yeah, I like that a lot.
And listen, Joe, you've been slimming down. You've been on that diet. You know, get yourself one. I think the denim would hit on Joey D with the.
I'm getting. My goal is before the Internet Invitational, which is in 2 weeks. My goal is to be under 230, and I think it's very doable. I'm getting closer by the day, and I've been killing myself in workouts. But you know what it is, Mikey, is that I went from like dreading going to the gym to like now with the newborn and stuff, like the gym is like my refuge, dude. It's like I go there for an hour and a half and I just sweat
talking
out
a lot of sense.
Bro, the toxins that come out of me, it's like a healing process. It's just, I go in there, I come out sweating. Like I look like I just jumped in a pool and I feel rejuvenated, dude.
People will say like that. It's like, you know, people go there. Oh, you want to, you know, you physically want to look good. True. But mentally for me is like, if I don't go after a certain amount of days, like mentally, I just become a totally different person.
You're
like
sluggish.
I need it. I need especially, it to do mental.
Especially when it gets into your routine, when you're doing it every day, then correct. You really You do.
Like these last 2 weeks have been a whirlwind because I had vacation and then ran into having to go back to the office. And then kind of it was a short week because I had to do two things Thursday and Friday. So it's been a mess.
You still had that Hardo gym that you were able to go to.
Love that gym. Great gym.
The shore over there. What was it called? Amoretti's?
Atlas.
Atlas.
Shout out Atlas. Best gym on the Jersey Shore, my friend.
Let's get into. Go ahead, Mikey.
I did have to ask if you guys saw the new Happy Gilmore. I just had to ask.
Fuck! Let's go buy or sell. I was ready to pounce, man. I was ready to fucking
Sorry.
Okay. I was going to go buy or sell. Joe, if you have the same thing, so be it. We'll just do one together.
You're both selling Happy Gilmore?
Look, there's so many people involved that are awesome. Like, you know, that we know, like Xander, like all these cameos that you see. And you're already stacked against, like, it's hard to go up against Happy Gilmore. Was like the greatest movie, like, of all, like, it was a mate. I don't want to say of all time, but it was an unbelievable. I checked myself. Come on,
yeah, but Bobby, you were real close. And I got a little feeling that you may actually believe that deep down, which is fine. I would say just
Bobby Blockbuster.
I took it back.
And by the way, it is a tremendous one of the best sports comedies of all time. There's no question about that. One of the best overall comedies, even
but
I would give.
Dude, I am so I thought it was just terrible. But what surprised me was, and obviously, like, I love Adam Sandler and everything, but I thought that other people would be bashing it really hard. And at least with the golf community, maybe because so much of the pros are there.
He's in it.
I know there wasn't, like, I thought everybody would be bashing it, but it does seem like a lot of people enjoyed it. And I don't get it. I thought it was terrible.
There were two halves to that movie. The first half was actually decent. The second half with that new futuristic league. And by the way, that character was one of the worst I've ever seen in any
Maxi
given movie.
League.
He was awful. I mean, you could have ended him from the point they threw him in the lobster tank and that would have been fine.
Oh, the guy with the eye patch?
Yeah, that guy was terrible. But the second half of the movie was just so outrageously terrible. You know what's really tough, Mikey, is we actually had auditions to potentially get into that movie. And they had everyone and their mother in there. Yeah. And you think about the fact that we weren't in there. That just goes out to show how bad those auditions
were. I'll tell you what. We got to get a hold
of mine.
I forgot. We got to get a hold of those auditions.
You have your audition tape for Happy Gilmore, Joe?
What the fuck are we doing here, man?
Yo, what the fuck are we doing here?
Can we get a hold of that?
I'd have to find it, dude. It's tough, dude.
They wanted
me to wear like a tank top to be like a bully. So I had like a blue screen behind me. I had a tank top. It's a tough movie. I might have deleted it.
Like
the blue, like they had the backdrop, like Nicole has it for filming. It was tough, dude.
Nicole just
messaged me and said she has the audition.
I would love to see. Can she send that over to you, Joe?
Yeah, because
it's a tough look.
Oh, Joe.
Bob, you may.
And by the way, if we had made the movie, I think our review of it would have been completely different.
Oh,
we would have said it was just one of the greatest cinematic. You know, feats of our generation.
Without
question. Now, granted,
I was going to say, in 20 years, you're going to see, like, you know, they do, like, the director's cut of all the movies like, at the 15th anniversary, and you're going to see the cutsy scene that they cut out on the audition. It'll be there in the outtakes.
And I really tried to nail the character in it, so, like, I went full character mode in this audition, so it's not half-assed, so it's gonna be a tough scene.
I remember sending them in, and I remember me and Prez, like, we just did, like, I put on like a ring light and then just did it. But I do remember Joe going all the way in on it. I never saw it, but I remember him going full throttle.
Oh no, dude, this is tough.
Wait, Joe,
how does Nicole have this?
Yo,
dude?
Go volume on and start that thing over. We're gonna play it over the.
It's like 40 seconds, Bob.
That's fine. We got all the time in the world.
Bubba? Is that you?
Who's asking? Dave? Dave, you son of a gun. How you been, you beauty? Putting some time in at the gym if you can't tell, but...
All right, we're done.
He reminds me of Mark Wahlberg, actually, a little bit.
Yeah, that's just Mark a tough Wahlberg scene, too. Dude.
Got to.
But to think about how many cameos, I mean, everyone and their mother was in that movie. And then the fact that we got asked to do the audition, they probably took one look and was like, yeah, there's no chance these guys are going to step foot in the movie. But I will say Bad Bunny was very good in it.
Yeah, he was.
I thought of all the people, I thought he was actually really, I thought he did a great job. But just a terrible movie, man.
I watched it with Holly last night, and I got to say, like, I put out a couple feelers on, like, Twitter and Instagram, and I was like, if you've seen it, like, is it terrible? Is it good? Is it great? Or is it, like, just tolerable, basically? So is it the worst thing ever? Is it tolerable? And most people said it was, like, either tolerable or good. Like, the smallest percentages were terrible or great. Those were the smallest.
I thought it was awful. And by the way, if you factor in that it took almost 20 years to come out with the sequel, and just to put that out, it's tragedy.
So this is what we did. We went in with absolutely zero expectations. My expectations were it was going to be the worst movie I ever watched. That was my mentality going in. I'm like, I'm going to just go in and think this is the worst movie I've ever seen. We hit the clouds a little bit, little cloud surfing me and Holly.
Well, that helps.
And I got to tell you, it accentuated, it made it at least, it was, I thought there were funny moments. Like, I did laugh out loud several times, but it was so, the storyline was just, it was insane. Like, it was just, there was no storyline. But I think if you take it at face value for what it was just supposed to be like, it basically seemed like you're just watching like TikTok reels over, yeah, like with all these different cameos and appearances. It just felt like you're watching this stuff jumbled together. Is it a great movie? No. Will you laugh under the right circumstances? Yes.
Love Adam Sandler? Yes.
There were so many cameos, like it almost to where it was like too much. Like it was wild. Like, okay,
we everybody get it. In there, Bob.
But Bad Bunny was good. Yes, I agree. Bad Bunny was good. And then our guy, Willie Zalatoris, I thought was really funny in it as well.
He was funny. I thought Scotty Scheffler was funny too. I thought Scotty was pretty funny.
Scotty showed more personality in a 5-second clip than he has all year on tour.
It was good to see, and this is going to sound great. It was good to see Vern Lundquist again on screen.
Yeah.
Like a sport. It really, I miss Vern Lundquist a lot.
Took me a while to realize that was Dan Patrick in the
with the mustache,
and then I realized that him and Sandler are very close. Like Sandler would always goes on his show. All right, but hard sell.
I'll do a sell too, Bob. Since you had that as your sell,
that's very gentlemanly, Joseph.
Yeah,
very gentlemanly.
And I don't know if this is something you guys have realized. The fact, with all the technological advances that we've had, I tried filming a video the other day, like from the personal point of view, from the selfie mode, and then wanted to swap it to change to the other camera to film, like, so go from selfie mode to the other side. You can't do that when you're filming a video. I think that's preposterous. I think for the iPhone and where we come with technology, the fact that you can't switch back and forth from a camera, and like the only way to do it is to download an app that charges you $16 a month for. Quite frankly, I'm not going to do that for one video. I think that's horrible. And how much we pay for these cell phones to not be able to do that. I'll sell that. But my Happy Gilmore was my initial sell, so that kind of caught me off guard.
That's fine, though. I'm going to sell also this week. I'm going to sell.
Triple sell.
I'm going to sell price gouging. I think, Joe, you laughed at something that I put up yesterday or the other day with the $7.99 bottle of water at a Cubs game, like a regular Dasani bottle of water at a Cubs game, $8. I ordered two pizzas last night, two pizzas. Now, one of them was a regular plain pie. The other one was a chicken vodka, which, by the way, was delicious. The chicken vodka. With the tip, Bob, $61.
Oh, my God.
$61 with the tip for two.
Was that delivery?
Delivery. Not DiGiorno.
Did they hit you on a delivery fee?
DiGiorno would have been 40. Though?
No delivery fee. Now, listen, I'm a good tipper. I'm a good tipper. So I did give the guy 10 bucks, but the bill was 51. 20% of 51. I honestly think that the delivery driver should get 20% more than a waiter in a restaurant should get 20%, because they got to actually go in the car. They got to lug the shit, rain, sleet, snow, heat. It doesn't matter. They got to battle the elements. If anyone deserves the 20% tip, I think it's the delivery driver. So I did tip well. 51, it turned it into 61. And $61 for two pizzas, Bob.
You got to make sure you're not tipping on tax. That's the only thing.
You know, Joe, it was a flat 20%.
I'm saying if you do like some of the apps like DoorDash or Postmates and stuff, sometimes you're tipping on like their
It wasn't that because it comes directly from their store.
But do you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes I know exactly what you're saying.
You end up tipping 20% after the DoorDash fee, the taxes, everything else, and it can be a lot.
There's no DoorDash fee because it comes directly from their website. You order directly from them, not a third party. Here's the thing. Is that, forget about that, the principle of $50 for two pizzas is wild, man. It's wild, huh? You know, and then that, what is that now? Crazy. This is a nice, now granted, this is not like a Domino's. It's not, a Pizza Hut. So it's a restaurant that has a pizzeria in it, okay? But like, you know, it forces you to get shitty stuff. This is what this price gouging does, is it forces you to get really shitty stuff. If like you're feeding a family of five kids, you know, I only have two, father of multiple. Right, Bob? If you're a father of multiple, it's crazy that you got to pay. Like, it forces you to get shit. And that's not right. And the waters at the stadiums is another issue, Joe. $8 for a bottle of water.
That's insane.
It's fucking nuts.
They do go up on prices, like the DoorDash Postmates, from what I've heard. Like, they'll go, like, to get a chicken Caesar salad is like $2 more than what it is in the store, I think, where they get ridiculous. Now, mind you, I just did a promotion with DoorDash, and I think they're incredible. I do too. I think they're terrific, and I've been using
them. This is no issue with DoorDash.
Nothing at all,
just DoorDash. It's all the platforms: Uber Eats, Postmates. They all have a fee that you have to pay.
Yes, all I'm saying is
that it does end up banging the person who's delivering it at times, because if you tip, they put the tip on top of everything else. So it's like, what I'll do sometimes, Mikey, is I won't tip. I'll say, please hand me the meal myself, and then I'll hand them cash.
The subtotal for just the two pies was $45. That was just for the two pies, was $45. To me, that's crazy, man. Like, yeah. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. That, to me, it's just crazy. Then the tip, you know, the processing fee, the tax, you know.
I always feel bad. Did you get that from was the delivery guy worked at the pizza place itself?
Yes. Yes.
See, that's old school. I kind of feel bad for those guys, because I think now with DoorDash and everything, that they don't get nearly the business. Yeah. Like, that's rare to even think to call the pizza shop for the delivery from the pizza shop.
They have the website. Their website's very well set up, so you could actually do it online still from their website directly. But again, you know, I listen, for the people out there feeling the heat, not only from the weather, but from the inflation. I mean, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. It has to stop. It has to stop. This is nuts.
It's nuts. Okay, let's head on into the Ask Bob segment. I'll let either one of you clowns who want to start, go ahead. Just make sure you cue the music, please. There was a real quick shout out. There was a guy who did, it was Ask Bob Core, and it was just that montage of all the Ask Bobs that was really good. I think the Bob Does Sports audience is starting to get into the Brilliantly Dumb audience, which is the goal of the whole
time. I cannot tell you how many people came up to me at the Breezy and said that the Ask Bob segment is the best thing on the internet right now, in their opinion, in their humble opinion. And it was multiple. Joe, you want to go first? Or you want me to go?
You go first this time. I think I went first last week.
So all right, cue the music, Mr. Anderson. Now, this could be a quick one. We could be in and out, or perhaps it won't be a quick one. Bob, I would like you to tell me, how many feet are in 1 yard?
Fucking
Now, you're a big football fan, Bob. It's a game of yards. You would think that perhaps, how many feet in 1 yard?
3.
There you go, Bob.
Yeah,
very
36.
Good.
Okay,
very good. Very good.
By the way, that's a good question.
A lot of thinking went on there. A lot of thinking went on, but still, I'm glad we got there.
3 feet in a yard, 36 inches is a yard.
12, 12, 12, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Very good. You had to go to the inches, though. That's interesting. You had to break it down to the inches.
Yeah, look, don't worry about how I got there, Mikey.
The point is, you got there.
He doesn't have to show his work.
Absolutely. No, he doesn't. Yeah. Could you imagine if we made him do that on a chalkboard? Show me my board. How'd you get there? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, Cutsy.
Is it bad too that I'm hoping he just says something just horrific?
No, like, not at all. It's good for business.
Oh, I, Joe, everybody listening to the show is hoping for that. There's 100%. There's nobody rooting for me.
That's tough. Well, we're all rooting for you, but just not in this segment.
Thank you, Joseph.
All right. So my question is also a math question. So for Bob, this week's question, if you have a pizza and you cut it into 8 slices, and then you go ahead and eat 2 of those slices, I'd like you to give me the fraction of the pizza that you ate.
Wait, now we got to break this down for him into numbers.
So, that's a disrespectful question.
Why is that disrespectful?
8 slices.
8 slices.
You eat 2 of the slices.
Yes. What's the fraction of the pizza that you ate, is what he's asking.
Mm-hmm. Wait. You ate 1/4 of the pizza.
Oh,
wow. Bob is on fire today, man.
Come on, man. That is just
crazy. Bob, it's pretty good.
That is actually pretty solid, man.
Shut up, because I see you laughing. I see you with the biggest smirk on your face.
It's a fun show.
See, now, I don't know. Like, some of those questions, I don't know. I think with Bob, like, if it's like something to do with math, but it relates to something he can break down into like monetary terms or something, he will get it. But if it's something that's like, if you asked him to give you what the degree of a right angle triangle is, he would never get something like that.
I think Bob knew the fraction quicker than he knew the yard.
Yes.
I think you were more confident in the yard and the fraction than the yard.
I was just checking my math. So I had it, and then I was just double checking. I love the how did you get there?
Yeah, that's good.
Show me your work.
Show me your work. It's really good. Now, here's something that we can say just to let the people know.
Yes.
We think Dom is going to be up for it. We talked about doing the geography of the United States. We're going to have a blank map and ask the different states. It looks like we're going to get the 1v1 me versus Dom.
Oh, man.
Next weekend.
So we're going to have a blank map of the United States, but every state will be outlined. It won't be just like a white map.
Outlining
of the states. Can't
correct.
Do that.
No. Yeah, correct.
Okay. So it'll be just a blank map outline, and then Bob and Dom will go back and forth, I guess like a penalty shootout until, we could do it, It's, five states, whoever gets to the 5th the fastest, I guess, would be the winner.
You know what you do, like when CNN has like the presidential debates where they have the states where they outline, you could just have
red
it,
and
like,
blue percent.
Yeah. You have Bob would be red and then Dom could be blue and you just.
But
would that be?
How do we know? How do we gauge? Like, there's going to be tougher ones than other ones. Like,
true.
How are we gauging that?
Yeah, true. I think that we should tier the states off. Like, we should tier, like, obviously,
like Texas.
Texas, California, Florida, like the bordering states, typically because of the shape definition.
Hawaii.
You know a little bit. Hawaii, Alaska.
Hawaii could be tough. It could be mistaken. Yeah.
But Dom could probably just name the state and then name the capital on top of it. We will not do that to Bob.
Holly told me.
Oh, the capital.
He knows every capital.
She said he's going to crush me. She said he knows every state and
Joe,
every capital.
Joe, he's a sick
is
child.
Is he a savant?
I mean, more so than G-Baby, I could tell you that. Love my G-Baby, but Dom's thinking is on, it's on a different level, man. Like, I can't keep up with Dom.
But G-Baby's younger than Dom. You got to let G-Baby catch up at least.
Yeah, but Bob, you know what Dom was doing at her age?
Oh, my parents are probably saying the same thing about me with my brother and sister.
Dom was opening up 401ks when he was G-Baby's age. But she's my princess. She's my angel. Of course. So.
I would like to take a second before we move on to our next segment to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends at Caldera Lab. Look better, feel better. Wouldn't you like to look a little younger, maybe get a few more compliments on your skin, or just feel more confident when you look in the mirror? That's exactly what Caldera Lab is here for. Their high-performance skincare is designed specifically for men. Simple, effective, and backed by science. In a consumer study, 100% of men said their skin looked smoother and healthier. 96.9% noticed improved hydration and texture. And it's not just talk. Caldera Labs spends years developing and testing each formula with the leading cosmetic chemists to make sure it actually works. If they don't love it, they don't release it. So here's what you can do today. Skincare doesn't have to be complicated. It should be good. So go ahead and upgrade your routine with Caldera Lab and see the difference for yourself. Go to calderalab.com/DUMB and use DUMB at checkout for 20% off your first order. Caldera Lab, looking good and feeling better.
Very nice, Pete. Nice cuts. Very, very nice read there. Very nice. Very smooth.
By the way, great pod so far. Great really pod. Solid pod so far.
Great I pod. So. Okay, Monday morning, which is rare. Let's do. Let's get on into our top five.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This week's top five is going to be top five wing flavors. I'm on a bit of a heater, so I get the one. I do not know who has two, and that tends to be the case.
You are going to take one, Bob. I came in second.
You came in second. So, yeah, okay. Yeah. So, okay. Yes, I think with this, it's a no-brainer. I'm going to take the one spot. Mikey, where do you go from there? I would...
I'm going to take three, actually, believe it or not. I'm going to take the three hole.
Okay. I do think there's a clear cut, too, for the D-man. But I do respect the play. With that being said, so top five wing flavors. So give me Buffalo, which I think is the clear cut for one out of the gate.
I keep coming last in the last 3 weeks. I've been terrible in these things. I really got to put my head together and get this shit together. I'm going to go with barbecue at the second flavor, I think, is a
no-brainer. Give me garlic parm, one, and then teriyaki on the comeback.
All right. I'm going to do... Give me lemon pepper.
Lemon pepper Lou?
Yeah.
It's going to get very interesting after the second round, by the way. Extremely interesting.
Yeah. Give me mild. And then give me mango habanero.
I'll go Nashville hot. Or can I just do hot wings? Like, what is
you can do hot if you want.
I'll just do hot wings. Yeah.
I guess hot
would just be like extra hot, like people make those, like every place has like their hottest wings. It would just be like hot wings, I guess.
I mean, I guess if I'm going mild, it's just the opposite of mild.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna take sweet and spicy Korean, and then on the way back, I'm gonna take give me Thai chili.
I could play there.
I'll go with an Asian zing.
Asian zing for the D-man. Okay, I saw this on a on people had this on list. Can I put Southern fried chicken?
Is it just like so? I think that'd just be like a plain fried chicken wing, just a plain fried wing.
That's I'd why
plain because that's not really a sauce though, because we're doing sauces.
Okay. So that's off the table. That's vetoed.
Yeah, I would say so, right, Joe? Nope, or what do you
think? I think so. Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna go. Give me Cajun.
Cajun.
And then give me then give me jerk.
Caribbean Joseph. Jerk. All right. I'll go with give me teriyaki.
I took teriyaki.
Oh, you took teriyaki. Okay, then give me sweet chili.
Sweet chili. I took Thai chili. I don't know if we're gonna I don't know.
What's the difference? Is there a difference?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
I
told you this is why I was going to get a little.
It's going to get a little dicey.
Yeah, fire a different one out, Joe.
Honey garlic.
Honey garlic plays.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had garlic parm, but that's totally different.
Yeah, I think it's.
My last one, I'm going to do bang bang style, like the mayo chili sriracha. The bang bang.
Oh, yeah. Like bang bang shrimp.
Yeah.
Yo, did you see those wings I posted yesterday?
Yeah. Those look fire.
Oh, that place is great. The chicken and the egg.
I think LBI. It's the greatest wings.
Yeah. It's very good.
They do
very
the breaded good. Wings. You know who does the breaded wings is Hooters, too. Not many Hooters people do the breaded wings. Breaded wings are awesome.
Breaded wings hit, man.
They do. Weird list. I don't know. Name them out.
Could go anywhere. Yeah. Well, you know what the thing is too with wings is I feel like everybody's local wing spot has a sauce that they call something, and it's like you may love it, but like if you put it, like people don't know. So we tried to stick, I think, to stuff that people have heard of. Bob's got buffalo mild, mango habanero, which is my favorite on Bob's list, actually. Cajun and jerk. Joe's got barbecue, lemon pepper, hot Asian zing, honey garlic. I have garlic parm, teriyaki, sweet and spicy Korean, Thai chili, and then bang bang. So we'll see.
I couldn't even tell you who the favorite is. I have absolutely no idea with that.
You know who the favorite is, Bob?
What's that?
All our loyal listeners and viewers for clicking and subscribing on the Brilliantly Dumb Show channel on YouTube. You know, I know you guys like the audio, but just double check that YouTube, man, because you are missing out if you're not catching the visuals.
Yeah, and I highly recommend with the D-Man's audition tape now going
audition
up. If you don't head over to go check that audition tape.
Man. Bob, I'd like to see your audition tape.
Me too, Joe.
It's,
me too.
I got it somewhere.
What's good for the goose should be good for the gander. You know, like
I say, have Joseph. I have to do some digging, but it is there. It is definitely somewhere.
Or if you don't have yours, we would settle for a Perez audition tape.
Oh.
Now that would be...
You ever seen the side-by-side I put up with Perez's head coming out of the pool with the guy from the original Happy Gilmore coming out of the lake, the caddy that he had originally? Remember the caddy he had with the beard and the
long hair?
The first one, Bob? Coming out of the water, the side-by-side it's remarkable. It's remarkable, man.
Remember, as he's on the road hole at St. Andrews right now. Yeah. So
safe travels, Perez.
We called him, he was at King's Barnes on the 14th.
It's a great course.
Good course, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that does it. Another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We'll see you next time. Please smash that subscribe button. Ever since Mikey got me thinking about that plaque, I want that plaque, and you can get multiple of them, so it would be really, really nice. So that has done it. Another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.